This evening, I think this is more than any of us expected and or wanted. But we are the Heritage Quartet. We started singing at Bible school. I believe it was on a talent night, actually. And from then on out, we sang a lot. Since Bible school, we haven't sang any, though. And our practice for this program has consisted of all day today, and that's it. So the program's going to be far from perfect, but bear with us and listen to the words of the songs. This time, we'll do a little introduction, our names and what we sing. So I'm Weston Wanger, and I'll be singing bass.
And I'm Alan Shank, and I'll be singing baritone.
Logan Nicely, and I'll be singing second tenor.
I'm Burton Heatwell, and I'll be singing first tenor.
How great the chasm that lay between us, how high the mountain I could not climb. In desperation, I turned to heaven and spoke your name into the night. Then through the darkness, your loving kindness tore through the shadows of my soul. The work is finished, the end is written, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Who could imagine so great a mercy? What heart could fathom such boundless grace? The God of ages stepped down from glory to wear my sin and bear my shame. The cross has spoken, I am forgiven. The King of Kings calls me his own. Savior, I'm yours forever, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah, praise the one who set me free. Hallelujah, death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Then came the morning that sealed the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the roaring lion declared the promise. Your buried body began to breathe. Out of the silence, the lion declared a grave has no claim on me. Jesus, yours is the victory. Set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope. Hallelujah. Praise the one who set me free, hallelujah. Death has lost its grip on me. You have broken every chain. There's salvation in your name, Jesus Christ, my living hope.
Jesus Christ, my living hope. God, you are
my living hope.
Do, my living hope. said you'd come and share all my sorrows, and you said you'd be there for all my tomorrows. I came so close to sending you away, but just like you promised, you came there to stay. I just had to pray. Your goodness so great, I can't understand. And dear Lord, I know that all this was planned. I know you're here now and always will be. Your love loosed my chains, and in you I'm free. But Jesus, why me? And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. Jesus, I give you my heart and my soul. I know now without God I'd never be whole. Savior, you opened all our right doors, and I thank you and praise you from earth's humble shores. Take me, I'm yours. And Jesus said, come to the water, stand by my side. I know you are thirsty, you won't be denied. I felt every teardrop when in darkness you cried. And I strove to remind you that for those tears I died. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of searing loss, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished. I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ.
His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom, but this I know with all my heart. His wounds have paid my ransom. If ye love me, keep my commandments. When return, take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow, tell the people of Jesus, and let his love show. Go through the park and into the town, the sun still shines on, it never goes down, the light of the world has risen again. The people of darkness are needing a friend. So light up the fire, let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, and let his love show. So won't you light up the fire, let the flame burn. Open the door, let Jesus return. Take seeds of his spirit, let the fruit grow. Tell the people of Jesus, and let his love show.
Mr. Wanger, this is way more than I wanted as well. Here's a few musings of my own, though, for a short devotional. Just the last several days, I was trying to prepare, and the question that rolls through my mind is, what will I do with Jesus? What am I doing with Jesus? I think back to the multitudes and how they responded to Jesus in Matthew 8, 16 through 18. Just following when Jesus healed Peter's mother-in-law. It says, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirit with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now when Jesus saw great multitudes about him, he gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And there was great multitudes, and they had needs. They had human needs that they could not fill. They had no human answer for them. Actually, the account in Mark says, and all the city was gathered together at the door. There was an attraction to Jesus' healing. What attracts me to Jesus? They just talked about, or sang about that rather than those songs. The need that we have, the second song is about the great chasm in John 6. Verse 2, it says, and a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles which he did on them that were diseased. And this sets the setting and the context for the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 people gathered out there after the 5,000 men, I believe the scripture says. And I just dropped my note, sorry. And in verse 14, it says, then those men, when they had seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, this is of a truth that prophet that should come into the world. He goes on in verse 26 to 27. This was the desire. They came, and I think Jesus somehow used this miracle. I'm not sure what exactly it was, but he used this miracle to show them they needed something. They had a deeper need than just the physical healing. And so they're following him. They're seeking him out. And it says the next day that they find him. And Jesus answered them and said, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye seek me not because ye saw the miracles, but because ye did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him hath God the Father sealed. That brought on a conversation between them. They wanted a sign that they might believe. Then they got to talk about the manna. And Jesus goes on and says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then they said unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger. He that believeth on me shall never thirst. I think somehow he used that. I don't know what that bread was like, or if it filled, if it was the feeling in their stomach, or was the fact that they all were filled and they still had a basket for each tribe of Israel left over. I'm not sure what it was about that, but here's something else that challenged me. It's a little closer to Revelation 2. The church at Ephesus, what will I do with Jesus? Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars, and hast borne, and hast patience. And for my name's sake has labored and hast not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. I can understand the hunger that we have as human beings to come to the Father's house. And this always intrigues me. How can you be at the Father's house and lose that at the Father's house? But in Bible school this last week, one of our lessons was on the prodigal son. I understand that son. He was down there feeding the pigs, and he was so hungry, he was so lonely, he thought back to the Father's house. Like, I get that feeling. But I was challenged by the older son, and I don't know if it's a stretch to compare these church and the older son, but I imagine that older son, when he's coming in from the field, he probably had the hoe over his shoulder. I imagine the weather right now, it's humid, he's hot and he's sweating, he's tired. His hands are calloused. He's got aches in his back. He's coming in from serving his father. And his response of anger, I just find it interesting, the first two phrases out of his mouth, when the father came to entreat him or to plead with him in the NIV says, the first things in the NIV he says, look, all these years I've been slaving for you and never disobeyed your orders. It sounds like he was focused on his works. And the response of the father is challenging to me. Also in the NIV, my son, the father said, you are always with me. Everything I have is yours. You have me, son. And if that ain't enough, everything that I have is yours. How is it that he lost the joy of being in the father's house, his love for the father and being in his house? And how is that? Am I just working? And I was challenged that. Somebody asked me the one night in the hall, and I think he's sitting back here. He said, are you having fun? And the Bible school, like, that's not quite my cup of tea. I was like, you know, that's a little bit of a stretch. But I tried to put myself into it and do the best I could, but is the love of the Father and the joys that brother shared, is it flowing from me to the world around me? I want to just leave you with a better example. I actually wrote the letter that we studied this morning. It's the life of Paul. And this is his testimony. I'll leave you with this. 2 Timothy 4:6, for now I'm ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. I've fought a good fight. I've finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. I've got a few instructions here before we pray. I want you to stand for prayer. I ask Brother John to lead us in prayer. Would you remain standing after we're done praying, and Brother Weldon's going to come up here and lead a song. After the song, we're going to turn the time back over to the young man. Would you please stand for prayer?
Tree. Sometimes I feel unworthy to share salvation's plan, but Lord, you know I'm willing to do what you command.
Anytime
you need me,
anywhere
you send me,
anything
you ask of me, my answer is yes.
Lord, I'll walk
in the narrow way.
Lord, I'll talk
each and every day.
Lord, I'll
be anything you want me to be, my answer is yes. Lord, I'll be anything you want me to be, my answer is yes. And keep in the middle of the road. Children, keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right,
don't you look
to the left, just keep in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
Children, keep in the middle of the road. Children, keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right,
don't you look
to the left, just keep in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road, in the middle of the road.
I hear those angels calling out,
keep in the middle of the road.
Keep in the middle of the road.
There's a waiting there in a great big corral.
Keep in the middle of the road.
I can see them standing round the big white gate.
We must travel along before it gets too late.
For it ain't no use for to sit down and wait.
Just keep in the middle of the road. Then children, keep in the middle of the road. Children, keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right,
don't you look
to the left. Just keep in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road, in the middle of the road.
I ain't got time for to stop and talk.
Keep
in the middle of the road.
In the middle of the
road is rough and it's hard for to walk.
Keep in the middle of the road.
I fix my eye on the golden stair and I'll keep on a go until I get there.
'Cause my head am bound that crown for to wear.
Just keep in the middle of the road. Then keep in the middle of the road. Children, keep in the middle of the road.
Don't you look
to the right,
don't you look
to the left. Just keep in the middle of the road. In the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. When your voice gets tired and your song don't sing, don't look at the world full of sinful things. Don't lay down in the road for to die. Put on your wings and get up and fly.
Keep in the middle of the road.
Children, keep in the middle of the road, in the middle of the road. Walking down a long dusty highway, looking for a better way to go. Storm clouds brewing on the horizon, my heart failing for strength long. Trying hard to pick up the pieces, this old heart just never seems to mend.
to Jesus with his hand holding mine, and I'll never walk alone anymore. And the times when I stumble, but he's there to see me through, and I'll never walk alone anymore. No, I'll never walk alone anymore. Walking in a brand new direction, since I bowed at Mount Olivet, visualizing by faith the Redeemer, his blood cleansed me and gave me liberty. Even though the path is straight and narrow, his word guides me down the narrow way, gives me strength to face every trial, leading to the land of perfect day. And now I'm walking close to Jesus with his hand holding mine, and I'll never walk alone anymore. And the times when I stumble, he never lets me go, and I'll never walk alone anymore. No, I'll never walk alone anymore. Walking down a long dusty highway, looking for a better way to go. Now my Savior walks right beside me, and I'll never, never walk alone. Living in the midst of Egypt's bondage, looking for a place called Canaan land, knowing that deliverance was the promise that would come from God's own hand. Listening to the voice of a kindred prophet, believing that the time had now arrived. Walking through the gates of Pharaoh's city, you could hear God's chosen cry. I don't want to go back, I'm pressing on. Don't want to be a slave to him no longer. Living in the land of being captive now has passed. Oh, I found joy in the journey I'm on, headed to a place I'll soon call home. Now that I'm finally free from that, I don't want to go back. Getting caught up in the snares of Satan, needing someone to set me free. Asking for help, I'd soon discover that the Lord would hear my plea. Holding to the hope and a blessed assurance, making a decision to believe. Calling on his name changed me forever. Now I'm free, yes, free indeed. I don't want to go back, I'm pressing on. Don't want to be a slave to him no longer. Living in the land of being captive now has passed. Oh, I found joy in the journey I'm on, headed to a place I'll soon call home. Now that I'm finally free from that, back I'm pressing on, don't want to be a slave to him no longer. Living in the land of being captive now has passed. Oh, I found joy in the journey I'm on, headed to a place I'll soon call home. Now that I'm finally free from that, I don't want to go back. Like a river glorious is God's perfect peace. Over all victorious in its bright increase. Perfect yet it floweth, fuller every day. Perfect yet it groweth, deeper all the way. Stayed up on Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed. Finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. Hidden in the hollow of his blessed hand, never foe can follow, never traitor stand. Not a surge of
he promised, perfect peace and rest. Every joy or trial falleth from above, traced upon our dial by the Son of Love. We may trust him fully, all for us to do. They who trust him fully find him wholly true. Stayed upon Jehovah, hearts are fully blessed, finding as he promised, perfect peace and rest. I don't know exactly how sweet heaven will be. I don't know what beauty or what glory I'll see. I don't know what I'll behold that morning divine.
I only know
for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I sure know.
It's gonna shine.
Really gonna shine. There is glory in this soul of mine.
Because I know
for sure that heaven's really gonna shine. I don't know how I'd be that city so fair,
so fair.
I don't even know how many saints will be there. I don't know how I'll be that mansion of mine.
I only
know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I know.
Yes, I sure know.
It's gonna shine.
Really gonna shine. There is glory in this soul of mine.
I know
for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
It's gonna shine.
Heaven's gonna shine.
Oh, yes, I
know. No, I sure know.
It's gonna shine.
Really gonna shine. There is glory in this soul of mine.
'Cause I
know for sure that heaven's really gonna shine.